Major League Baseball is doing its part to bolster spending in these tough economic times. In the past 2 weeks, baseball's top teams have generously opened their wallets to attract players. And the spending spree could reshape or at least readjust the pecking order at the top of the game. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And it's been said that there's no crying in baseball. It seems if there's no recession either. Not a bad offseason for the best players in the game.
No, five contracts of $100 million or more this offseason, and that ties the record for the most nine-figure contracts signed in one winter. It's the first time since 2006 that there have even been $300 million deals in one offseason, and two of them were predictable. The Boston Red Sox signed outfielder Carl Crawford to a seven-year contract. He was a free agent. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. And that deal is worth $146 million. The Rays just couldn't spend that much to keep him. The Philadelphia Phillies were the surprise winners of the sweepstakes for pitcher Cliff Lee. They signed him for 5 years and at least $120 million. The other three deals, though, were bigger surprises.
Yeah, one big surprise was in Denver with the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, they signed their shortstop, Troy Tulowitzki, to a $116 million contract extension. And that was interesting because the team didn't need to do that right now. He was still under contract for a few more seasons, and it does tie him up for 10 more years in total, which is a long time for both sides. Then you had the Red Sox again spending $154 million to sign first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, whom they had traded for from the San Diego Padres. Great power hitter, gets on base a lot. Again, a lot of money for a long time for a guy who's still sort of at the late part of his prime. And then the Washington Nationals, after six losing seasons here in D.C., they said, we're ready to compete now with the big boys. They gave former Phillies outfielder Jason Worth a deal worth $126 million over 7 years, which was much more than the market had forecast for him.
That's right. Go Nats. The biggest loser, if we can call him that, would be the Yankees. They wanted Cliff Lee, and they were outmaneuvered by the Phillies.
Yeah, the Yankees offered a longer contract and much more money. Cliff Lee apparently left as much as $28 million in guaranteed money on the table. Now, you might say, why would an athlete do that? In this case, it seems to be comfort. Lee pitched in Philadelphia for half of the 2009 season, reached the World Series. He said he liked it there, and he never wanted to leave, but he was traded to Seattle for some prospects, and then he was traded again to Texas in the middle of the last season. The amazing thing about this signing wasn't in retrospect that it happened. It was that the entire focus was on the Yankees and the Texas Rangers, the incumbents for Cliff Lee, only two bidders that anyone was talking about, and it seemed that Lee was deciding between those two, and then he signed with a third team. That does not happen very often.
And while it's dangerous to make predictions about a baseball season in December, at least for now, one could say the Phillies are front runners in baseball.
Yeah, no? Definitely. They've got Cliff Lee. They've got another Cy Young Award winner, Roy Halladay, and two other great pitchers in their rotation. And they are pushing their payroll to the point where it's not just the Yankees and the Red Sox, but a big three. All three of these teams will be spending at least $150 million, with the Yankees up around $200 or $220 million next year.
Now, turning our attention off the field, baseball added another member to its Hall of Fame. But it was not the off-the-field figure you would have thought, Marvin Miller, the longtime head of the Players Union.
No, it was Pat Gillick, nearly 50 years in the game, more than a quarter century as a general manager, still working as an advisor to the Phillies. He was elected by the 16-member expansion-era committee. He got 13 votes. You needed 12 to get in. Miller got 11. Arguably, no one, in my estimation, has done more than Marvin Miller to create modern baseball, not just creating free agency for players and ending what amounted to indentured servitude for more than a century, but laying the groundwork for the vast revenue growth of the last three decades. After the vote, Miller, as he has done in the past, lashed out at baseball for not recognizing the union's role in the history of the game. He is 93 years old now, and he can't be considered again until 2013.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.